from solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.
The world of social media is huge. One of the first to gain popularity was MySpace and was the biggest from 2005 to 2009. But then Facebook became the big hitter and by 2012 had over 1 billion users. Today it's over 2.25 billion. But with its huge popularity, free speech and the accessibility of smartphones, there are risks that come with it too. What should you do if someone writes something negative or untrue about you on social media? Steve Fallon is a senior solicitor in Newton's dispute resolution team.
We do get these calls once in a while, and it's a regrettable downside of social media, which we have to deal with. The first thing that you should do if you've seen something on social media that's untrue and you think is causing you harm, is you should try and stay calm. The important thing is to avoid the temptation to fire a tweet or some other form of message back to the person who has said the thing about you, because the real risk is that in doing so you would undermine a potential claim and you may even get yourself into trouble if you say something in response which is also untrue and harmful.
One of the most simple things you might think is just to politely ask the person who wrote down the post in question to just take it down.
Well, you could do that, but it's just the tendency then is to get drawn into a heated debate with them. And in the course of that, you may well say something which you later regret, or which, if it ever went to a court, might make a judge view your conduct in a not in a particularly good light. So the best thing for you to do really is to just make a note of what was said and when it was said, and if you can, to print out a screenshot of the posting, including the time and date, because if you do decide to take it further, that sort of evidence is important to have.
So what are some of the most common issues that you would come across at somewhere like Newton Solicitors about social media disputes?
Quite often it's unfortunately it's teenagers who are posting unpleasant things about each other on the internet, and you often get calls from their parents who would like us to do something about it. You do quite often get neighbours who are in dispute as well, posting unfortunate things about each other as well. The first step we would take after being provided with the evidence by a client would be to write a fairly simple, straightforward letter with that evidence, advising the person that we want them to take that post off the internet immediately, provide an apology and or a clarification directly to our client and post it on the internet, and also to provide us with a promise, which is which is known as an undertaking, which is a legal promise not to do it again. If they don't take those steps, if it's not done in a short time scale, then the next step would be to issue court proceedings and actually apply for an injunction.
The impact of having negative things written about you on social media can be disastrous. What if your employer or even a future employer saw it? What if your family or friends did? So whilst it can be tempting to resolve the issues independently just by having a chat to the person who wrote them, don't underestimate the impact that that post could have on your future.
You're right in that it would be a good idea, if at all possible, to resolve these sorts of disputes without involving solicitors, because clearly solicitors will cost some money, and their involvement may possibly antagonise the situation if the person who has posted the comment takes a letter from a solicitor the wrong way. But my experience is that if you do get solicitors involved after attempting to resolve it, then it usually has the desired effect, in that people will, once they receive a solicitor's letter, take the steps that we've asked them to take.
And what happens if the request to take it down is ignored?
There are a couple of things we can actually do. One of them is to write to the website operator, so whether it's Facebook or Twitter or any other form of, or whatever form of social media it is, we can write direct to them to ask them to remove the postings, or even to provide us with details of the person who has made the postings, because sometimes you're not able to tell who exactly that person is. But ultimately, if you can't sort things out directly with the person and the letter doesn't work, then your next option is to issue court proceedings. Mm-hmm. We get several calls a week about this type of thing, and more often than not, we're able to resolve it without taking it any further than a simple letter.
If this chimes with you, maybe you've experienced something negative or untrue on social media about yourself, you can contact Steve Fallon or the team at Newton Solicitors by phone or by going online to newtons.co.uk.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.